Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
We do welcome you in. It's hour number two of a Graybar Sports Open Line. We've got all kinds of things going on tonight. We are continuing to broadcast live at Hot Shots in Fenton, just off of 44. Would love to see you out here. Tomas Ostrock from City SC, he is going to be here signing autographs, taking photos, talking with you. That's going to go on up until the end of this hour. While you're here, you can get a bunch of swag from the folks at Together Credit Union. You can get yourself a Michelob Ultra. You can have dinner at Hot Shots. They've got a great menu. I was just I'm going to order something here in just a little while, but they've got great food. So lots of reasons to stop on by. I keep saying this, but you know, soccer park is just down the road. Parents, you're picking up your kids from soccer practice. Make a quick pit stop here at Hot Shots. Say hello to Tomas, and then have dinner here, and then you don't have to worry about doing dishes tonight. So everybody, when it comes to that, is a winner. We'll be talking a lot of baseball here in this hour. I'm excited. Here in about 13 minutes or so, at 7:20, we are scheduled to be joined by the manager of the AA Springfield Cardinals, Patrick Anderson. Last night, the Springfield Cardinals won a Texas League championship. Really impressive. It's a best of three series. They played a game in Springfield on Sunday and lost that game. So they went to Midland, down 0-1 in the series, needing to win back-to-back road games. Game two, they were down, or I think they were down 3-0 in game number two, and they came back to win that one, and then they just absolutely destroyed them last night. And I've said this a few times, but I'll continue to repeat it. Look, winning minor league championships in baseball, it's not an end-all, be-all sort of thing, but we are in a spot right now when it comes to the Cardinals that things are in very much flux. We're in a transitional period, and they are changing what they are doing in the minor league system. They brought in Rob Serfolio to oversee player development. He brought in a whole bunch of people. They're obviously all going to be working for Heim Bloom. Heim has been very hands-on in the minor league system here leading up to his tenure as the president of baseball operations. I like the story. I like the narrative. I like the illustration of the team having a championship season in the first year that the new guard took over player development. If it wouldn't have happened, it would be fine. But it's just nice. It's nice to have that, and it's cool that the wonderful folks in Springfield, Missouri, have a Texas League championship. So we'll be talking about that a little bit more coming up in just a while. Obviously, last night was the night where the Cardinals were mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. Nobody had thoughts of grandeur. Not nobody, but people who were using as much common sense as possible did not have the thoughts of grandeur that the Cardinals were not going to, you know, lose another game this year, and that the Mets weren't going to win another game, and the Reds weren't going to win another game, and the Diamondbacks weren't going to win another game, and somehow the Cardinals were going to find their way into the playoffs. Have crazier things than that happened in the history of baseball? Sure. But hope is not a strategy, and that was incredibly unlikely to happen. And the any mathematical possibility for them to be in the playoffs officially came to an end last night. I was bummed that it happened on a game that the Cardinals should have won. The Cardinals should have won last night. And when I was talking about this with Kevin Wheeler earlier on Redbird Rush Hour, he very quickly pointed out to me, well, yeah, but there's been some games here recently. You know, the second game of the Giants series, that's not a game that the Cardinals should have won. That was an incredible comeback. That's a once, twice a year sort of comeback that they had. And that's a valid point by Kevin, but I don't really care in that moment. What I do care about is the Cardinals lost a game last night that they shouldn't have lost, or at the very least, they lost a game last night in a style that you felt like they gave it away. Because there were just way too many mistakes that were made. There were three errors committed. There was a, you know, Victor Scott II diving play that he missed on the dive, and all of a sudden a single turns into a triple, and that breaks a 3-3 tie, and that's what ends up driving in the winning run. I don't like the illustration of how they got officially eliminated from the playoffs last night. That being said, I'm not going to spend too much time worrying about that, but I will say this, and this seemed to be the focus from Oliver Marmol when he spoke with the media last night, and I think there's a lot of validity to it. Were there people out there when the season got started that thought that this team could be a pretty good team and could sneak into the playoffs? Yeah, there were, and I'll raise my hand. I was one of those people. My belief was that the team wasn't worse than who they were last year, and they had so many things from a luck standpoint go against them last year. Offense last year was so terrible, it had to take a step forward, and I still stand by that. But when you're selling off at the deadline, when you're doing things like that, all of a sudden things change. Cardinals are going to finish the season in the neighborhood of 500. If they don't lose again this year, they'll finish as a 500 club. That's unlikely. Worst case scenario, three games under 500. Obviously, it's still a losing season, but it's not the Colorado Rockies. It's not the White Sox from last year. It's not what we have seen from the Pittsburgh Pirates year after year after year. It's not that. It's not something to really hold your hat on. But I do think that there is some credit to be given for a team that almost everybody from the outside world said, this is going to be a bad team. This might be a last place team in the division. This might be a 90-loss team. They're not going to be any of those things. Yet, honestly, if we're being really honest about things, the roster wasn't good enough, and they could have been that. I think I overvalued the roster when the season got started. If I came to a realization as this season went along, where I was wrong before the season got started, I thought the roster was better than it was. I overvalued a lot of players, and I think the Cardinals overvalue a number of their players. I think every organization overvalues their players. They're your guys. They're the guys that you drafted. They're the guys that you developed. They're the guys that when you see the flashes of greatness, you believe that this is who they are. So the thing that I learned this year about the Cardinals was I overvalued the roster. I thought they were better than they actually were, and I don't think they are as good as the record would say they are. So that's a credit to Oliver Marmol, and that's a credit to the players on the team because they outplayed expectations. Not expectations. They outplayed their talent. That's the better way to put it. Still not good enough. If from a very raw perspective, this is a fourth-place team. This is a below 500 club. That is not the standard in St. Louis. It has to be better than that. And it has to consistently be better than that, and that's what they're going for. That's the goal of Heim Bloom. I don't want to spend too much time on expectations for next year and the year after that and the year after that because I think we need to hear from Heim first and start to understand how they view this thing. I hope that there's a lot of transparency when we hear from them. Indications are it'll probably take place sometime, midweek next week at some point that we'll get that conversation, and then we can start talking about it. Up until that point, all we can do is kind of make assumptions. Now, we talked about it in Redbird Rush Hour because of what Sonny Gray said last night. Gray is obviously open to a trade now, and that's something the last offseason he was not open to. We know that Nolan Arenado has been open to a trade to a very limited number of teams. That's where it was last year. Well, he was quoted as saying in a story by Katie Wu of The Athletic that he's going to open up that list a little bit. that there's going to be more teams that he would accept a trade to. And what that also tells me is there is some regret from him that he probably would have taken. If he would have seen the future, he probably would have accepted the deal to the Astros. And I think we can all lament now that that deal did not take place, because we don't know the exact specifics of the deal, but it sounds like it probably would have been something that was pretty good for the Cardinals in terms of the players that were going to be coming back. And bluntly, that type of deal, whatever it was, it's not going to be available. Arenado's value has gone down. The only thing that brings Arenado's value up a little bit is the fact that now there's just 2 years left on the contract, so that means there is less money on the contract. You're still going to have to eat a whole bunch of it, especially for this upcoming season. But it's not a team that brings him in will not be committed to as many years, as you know, 2 years instead of 3 years, as if you would have made the deal last year. But unfortunately, he is a declining player, and he's been declining for 3 years, and executives for other teams are going to see that, and that's going to provide another challenge when Chaim Bloom is attempting to make that move. We are going to take a break. We are scheduled to be joined in just a couple moments by Patrick Anderson. Again, he is the manager of the Springfield Cardinals. The Cardinals are the 2025 Texas League champions. They won yesterday over Midland in a winner-take-all game number 3 of that Texas League Championship Series. And after, I believe, a long day of traveling, we'll talk with Patrick Anderson coming up in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. Live at Hot Shots in Fenton, this is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, back to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar on the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
It's all part of a Graybar Sports Open Line, and we are continuing to broadcast the show live at Hot Shots in Fenton. Tomas Ostrock from City SC is here. He'll continue to be signing autographs, taking photos, doing things like that through 8 o'clock. It was a really special night last night for the Springfield Cardinals, a winner-take-all Game 3 of a Texas League Championship Series in Midland, Texas, and Springfield beats Midland. It wasn't even close. 13-1, they scored three runs in the top of the first and never looked back after that. We are just really happy to be able to welcome onto the program. He is the manager of the Springfield Cardinals. He is Patrick Anderson. Patrick, thanks for taking some time. Generally, I ask people how are they doing, but I can assume that you're doing pretty good right now.
Just kind of waking up in a sense. We had a long 10-hour bus ride back, and but we're pretty fired up to be back at home and excited for what happened last night.
So you guys spent the night in Midland and then hopped on a bus this morning. Is that how it worked out?
No, we actually left last night. We got in about 11 a.m. this morning, and let's see what happens in Double A. It's just what you do, and boys want to get back home, and we're a little bit on the zombie world right now, but I think we're doing all right.
You don't know me that well. I spent 10 years as a minor league baseball broadcaster, so I've been on many of those bus rides, so I very much feel for you in this moment. But obviously that bus ride feels a lot better after a win. Speak just about your team and what they did and how special of a moment it was to be able to not just win that series, but to go on the road down 1-0 and win back-to-back games, one game come from behind, the other game in very one-sided fashion.
Been indicative of our club in a sense of how we've gone about our business from day one. These guys have just grinded things out. They battled. They've worked every single day just for the opportunity to be able to play each pitch, each inning. And, it's been really a tribute to their hard work. They're really resilient. They work their tail off every single day. They got used to winning. And nothing fazes them. We've been down all year long. We've come back. We've had leads. We've lost leads. We've actually had some opportunities to come back, and just nothing fazes them. So, for them to be able to do what they did doesn't surprise any one of us. It was just a matter of who else is going to step up and how we're going to do it.
Sometimes winning and losing in the minor leagues gets discounted because it becomes so much about individual development. What's your take on that? How important is not just winning, but being able to win a championship? What does that do for these players?
So, I'll give you a little quick history. I was with the Kansas City Royals a long time ago, and I was real fortunate where I had, a lot of the players that ended up winning the World Series, like your Moustakas's, your Salvador Perez's, and they just got used to winning, and they played the game. It was pretty much a byproduct of how they went about their business. And they would come out on the winning side a lot to the playing fact of what they did every single game and understanding how to be able to play the game right. The same thing with the Washington Nationals. I was there. And then when we got over here with the Cardinals, we just kept watching these guys just getting after it, doing the right thing. I mean, we're fortunate, obviously, to have really good pitching. We've had a lot of guys just play the game the Cardinal way, if you will. And get guys on, get guys over, get guys in, and buying into that. And it worked out to be able to have our cake and eat it too, in a sense of like developing, moving guys up, and the next guy coming in and doing the right thing. And we just kept seeing ourselves on the winning side and just got used to it.
Under the category of something that our listeners might not care about, but I loved hearing you say that. I was the Royals low A broadcaster in Burlington, Iowa, when Moustakas and Hosmer and Perez and Duffy and all those guys came through. So when you said that was fun because I had those same guys on that minor league journey, and I loved it.
I must have missed you because I was in Idaho Falls, and I was in Burlington about 5 years before that. So I know that league real well and a lot of those guys. And like I said, it was real fortunate to be around them. And like I said, I see a lot of the same similarities with a lot of players here now and what they're doing, each of them moving up and playing well together and being at each level and doing some things that are pretty special. So we're looking forward to be able to see these guys progress. And there's a handful of them obviously made through the leagues already, and we're hoping to be able to build on that and guys to be able to be successful at the highest level.
You got to see a little bit of Liam Doyle. He got the call up to help you guys through the end of the regular season and the postseason. Give your thoughts on what you saw in the Cardinals' first-round draft pick this year.
Absolutely love this young man. He did all the little things. He watches, he listens. Every start for any one of our starters, he was out there watching these guys doing their throwing program on their side, getting their stretching, doing everything beforehand. You watch their process. You watch every little thing. He kept everything in. He watched when we had some rehab guys. We had Arenado, and then we had Newpa. But when he was here, he saw Arenado and Donovan go about their business, and he just kept asking questions, kept watching. And it was really awesome to be able to see a young man coming right out of college, not a lot of experience in professional baseball, watching how people go about their business and really take it all in. And when he did pitch, you know, he threw a couple innings for us. He was lights out. So he's got a real good future. Looking forward to be able to see him. He's got the right mentality. You can tell he's going to be very special.
There's a lot of value for the Cardinals having their top two affiliates, really their top three affiliates, but specifically about Memphis and Springfield, so close, because when they're at home, they're able to send their rehab guys there. As you've seen rehab guys come in and out, what kind of impact, beyond just Doyle trying to be a sponge, but for everybody, what kind of impact can those guys have when they come in, even though they've got their own business to take to worry about?
Well, for one thing, when Donovan came in, Arenado, Newt Barr, and Gorman, when they all came in, along with Walt Walker, they went about their business really well. I mean, it was awesome to be able to watch them. And that's what these guys pick up. They see, they listen, they watch, and they're very approachable. Donovan was great. He made a comment to myself that it was pretty impressive that each one of our guys just went about their business in a professional way. They played the game right. They passed the baton on with regards to how we went about our business offensively. It was really fun to be around. They joined right in. A really cool part is Gorman and Newpar were playing cards, hanging out with the fellas, more so that I've ever seen any rehab guy. And it's just, they fit in well. It was really awesome to be able to watch these guys go about their business. Arenado stepped up and voiced his opinion with regards to some of the approach with our hitters meeting, our advanced scouting reports beforehand. And just be able to see those guys at that level intertwine with our guys, really prepared for our guys to be prepared every single day, and it meshed really well for us.
Just a couple more minutes with the manager of the AA Texas League champion Springfield Cardinals. We're talking with Patrick Anderson. Patrick, this is the first year for a new regime in player development led by Rob Serfolio, but the Larry Days, the Matt Pierponts, obviously Heim Bloom has been very involved in the minor league system as well. As somebody who's been in the organization and just watching the changes have been made, can you speak a little bit about what you've seen and the positive impact that so many of these really smart people that have been brought into the organization, what they've been able to do?
Attention to detail with regards to our player plans are really, really impressive. And really the accountability, the communication with each player, understanding what they need to be able to do on a daily process, and understanding that the communication between both the player, coaching staff, front office, everybody's on the same page. It's really elevated with regards to like some of the analytics information. It enhances us with regards to our advanced information. It just allows these players to be really prepared. We're doing a lot more extensive breakdown for every single one of our players and for them to be able to, be on the same page with everybody moving forward. So it's impressive for me. It's a different look, different sound, and a different way about going about certain parts of it, along with some of the things we've had before. And they've embraced what we've done really well beforehand, before they came in here. And then obviously meshing both of them has been such a great situation for everybody, and it's very transparent for the player. And so far, it's been really, really awesome for everybody moving forward. And it's a great first step as we move forward.
Final thing for you. I know you live in Columbia, Missouri. You spent some time in Peoria, Illinois, managing. Now you're with the Springfield Cardinals. What's it like just being around Cardinals fans all the time, working in the organization, and the support that they give this team, whether it's at the major league level, but you've also seen the support that comes at the minor league level as well?
The knowledge of the game from the fans is so impressive. I sit there and listen and watch, just the little side comments and just asking questions, whether it be, us just being interviewed by anybody or just being around anybody before or after the game, and public speaking opportunities with some of the fans. And it's just it's such a good feeling to be able to be around people that know the game of baseball, respect the game of baseball, and they understand it. And you can just sense that as we go about our business. We go to different places, you know, throughout the Texas League, and it's a different atmosphere, a different knowledge of the game. And, you know, for us, we're very fortunate to be able to be around our fans. But they have a rich, you know, history and understanding of how to play the game. And it's really to be able to tell, you know, how we go about our business every single day, and they appreciate that. It's just the cardinal way on top of understanding how people are, and they understand the game. It's been really inviting for me to be able to see, and the players embrace it as well.
He is Patrick Anderson. He is the manager of the Springfield Cardinals, who just won a Texas League championship. Patrick, I know you're exhausted. I know the travel's been terrible. It means a lot that you found a few minutes for us tonight. Congratulations. Get nothing but sleep over the next few weeks, and hopefully we can chat again down the line.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. Yes, we're running off a few, but I'll be able to get rejuvenated and hope to be able to get things rock and roll here in the next couple of days.
Awesome. Very good. Thanks, Patrick.
Take care.
That's Patrick Anderson joining us on the program again. Great to see the Springfield Cardinals come away with a Texas League championship winning last night. We'll take another break. When we come back, Channel 5's Corey Miller is going to be with us as we roll on with Graybar Sports Open Line. Do want to remind you, though, as we talk about the Springfield Cardinals, those are the St. Louis Cardinals of the future. Building the Future is presented by Graybar. Graybar, a great place to work and headquartered in St. Louis. We've got more coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, continuing to broadcast live at Hot Shots in Fenton. Tomas Ostrock from City SC is here. We've still got some more giveaways to do before we get done at 8 o'clock. So if you're in the area, stop on by. Get yourself a Michelob Ultra. The folks from Together Credit Union's here. They've got a bunch of swag to give away, so we would love to see you. We're also very happy to be able to talk with our good friend over at Channel 5, sports reporter and anchor. He is Corey Miller. Corey, thanks for taking the time with us today. How are you?
Matt, thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Let's talk through kind of where the Cardinals are at now. Last night they get mathematically eliminated. So from a negative standpoint, they're a fourth-place team. They're below 500. They're not going to the playoffs. From a positive standpoint, I think they played better than a lot of people thought they would play this year. We don't really know what the future holds with Heim Bloom taking over. What's your kind of 30,000-feet view of this organization right now?
It is interesting to look at it right now because 78 and 81 right now, if you would have told people that at the beginning of the season, I think they would have said, yeah, that sounds about right. But then, you know, the games unfold and this team is just a few games away from, you know, making it into the playoffs with how things are currently set up and how many teams can get in. So it's a little disappointing in that regard. But if you go back to the beginning of the season, this is what everybody expected. This team, I can't tell you how many sound bites we've aired about it, but it is true. They had so many guys that just did not give up on games, on the season this year, so that is something to feel positive about. You know, I don't want to go too overboard on the positivity because there's a lot to be negative about, but there are plenty of guys on this team who could have rolled over and called it a season and called it an individual game in a lot of different places, and they didn't. That's good to see. Now you move forward to kind of a fresh start, a new era with Heim Bloom coming in. You hear from Arenado and Sonny Gray over the last few days, and even Sonny Gray last night talking to reporters in the clubhouse. Seems like he's ready to talk about that no-trade clause. Seems like we're in store for more of a rebuild than we've seen in quite a while, and we'll see what young players survive that rebuild.
Does it surprise you that 1 year ago, Sonny Gray did not want to get traded? The year maybe went a little bit better than people thought. You don't have to squint that hard to look at this team as being a playoff club. They, if they make the move, McGreevy for Fetty a month earlier, it might that single move might have been the thing that was different. Yet now all of a sudden, Gray is talking about that the team hasn't won enough in his 2 years, and he would be open to a trade. Does anything kind of surprise you about the entire course of that story, going from where he was at a year ago to where he's at right now?
The Fetty McGreevy thing is right on point because I just was talking about that exact thing with our sports director, Frank Cusimano, yesterday. If they make that move a couple starts earlier, the Cardinals are playing this last series against the Cubs with a legitimate chance to go to the playoffs. But I digress. We'll get back to the original point here. Sonny Gray, you just have to wonder, I guess, maybe he sat down with somebody in the front office and they've really given him a clear picture of how things are going to go. And if they really plan on stripping this down as much as they can and not competing for a couple years, you know, who knows how much longer Sonny Gray is going to pitch. I assume he wants to win. And, you know, he was okay being here this year, but maybe now he's gotten the full scope of just how intense this is going to be the next couple years and didn't want to be on board for it. I think that's actually good for the Cardinals. You know, you've got Arenado's contract, which they're going to have to eat at least some of that, probably a lot of it. Gray's contract, if Wilson Contreras is open to being moved, it does seem like a time you're going to go one way or the other, and I think we know which way the Cardinals are going to go.
It's rather remarkable. Not that they would trade all of these guys, but there are scenarios where the three guys you just mentioned, Arenado, Gray, Contreras, and then Donovan, Nootbaar, Gorman, there's other players I'm probably not even thinking of right now. Like there are a lot of very tradable players on this roster right now.
I'm kind of fascinated to see how they evaluate their younger guys, because this year was supposed to be, you know, the runway year where they just let them go, and I don't think they loved the results on a number of those guys. They certainly loved it on a few of them. But if they didn't love the results, was that enough for them to give up on a Jordan Walker, on a Nolan Gorman? Who knows? And then you have, you know, guys you've developed like Brendan Donovan and Alec Burleson, who certainly have some value. But the whole point of this is to develop your own players who are going to be good for you. I don't think you can cut bait on those guys. So it's going to be pretty fascinating what happens between now and that spring training date.
We all have biases. I'll share my bias. I am very frustrated right now with Jordan Walker. Watching him play last night where he takes a 93-mile-per-hour middle flat fastball and just watches it and then drops a catch in the outfield and then grounds into a double play. Like, unfortunately, that's been the Jordan Walker experience. We've seen a lot of it. And in a game where they get mathematically eliminated, that was a frustrating watch last night. I think the idea of trading him is something that you don't do because he makes so little money and the underlying stuff is there where if you ever get him to figure it out, you could have a really special ball player. But in the short term where you don't have that and he's literally one of the worst baseball players in Major League Baseball, what in the world do you do with Walker moving forward? Is this guy a guy who's going to be at AAA next year?
Oh, gosh. I was hoping you wouldn't ask me about him because, as I've stated, I think on the show before, there's one Jordan Walker fan left in the world, it's going to be me, because I cannot believe it has not panned out so far, and I still believe that it is going to, contrary to just about everything we've seen so far, especially last night. When he dropped that ball in right field, I just sighed deeply, and I think I might have changed the channel at that point to some kind of sitcom rerun because I was so upset with what I was seeing. But I have no idea. Is it the information he's getting in? You know, there was the whole, you know, hitting coach, you know, situation with was he listening, was he not listening, that kind of thing. I don't have the answers. I hope somebody in the Cardinals system does, because we are just a couple years removed. This guy led the team in his rookie year in batting average. I mean, we know he can hit for average. We saw it. We still haven't seen the power, which I just cannot explain at all and have no answer for it. And maybe it's just never going to come. But listen, as long as he's still on the Cardinals, I'm still going to keep believing that it's just going to click at some point. But I have not been given a whole lot of evidence to back that up.
Let's switch gears real quickly before we get you out of here. Talking with Corey Miller, sports reporter, sports anchor with Channel 5. Blues training camp underway. They've got they've been on the ice playing preseason games. What's your takeaway so far, and what are your expectations for this Blues team? Because expectations do seem to be pretty darn high.
Hard not to be excited when you're out at Blues training camp. You just kind of feel it in the air that everybody knows, okay, we've got kind of the team that we have been planning for a while. And I actually asked Doug Armstrong about this on the first day out there. You know, when this team sold off of some of their older guys whose contracts were expiring and it looked like it was going to be kind of down for a couple years, it came back so much faster than I think a lot of people anticipated because of, you know, good drafting, savvy moves from Doug Armstrong, especially the offer sheet guys from Edmonton, and then your young players, Robert Thomas, Jordan Kyrou, and now Dylan Holloway really coming into their own and being kind of in the prime of their careers, really could do something special. And it's just set up. It's set up for a run. It is. Now, I don't want anybody to get too excited. This isn't going to be a President's Trophy winning team or anything, I don't think. But this team is very, very deep. We haven't even seen all of the guys they got coming that they really like yet. And you've got experience where it counts, especially in net when Jordan Binnington and a great tandem with Joel Hofer and leaders like Braden Shen and Colton Parayko out there on the ice. So lots of excitement for Blues. I think it's warranted.
Yeah, you know, they did the development camp before training camp, and they had all those first-rounders out there together, and they all performed well in the development camp, and a lot of those guys are able to take part in training camp. It's remarkable that they have the roster ready for those guys not to be needed, but a lot of those guys could get there at some point in the near future. You know, some of those guys may start the year with the team and then get, you know, sent back to juniors, whatever it might be, but there's a lot of talent in the organization that we're not going to see even on opening night.
I'm fairly confident that Dalibor Dvorsky could be an NHL player right now, but the Blues are in such a luxury that they don't have to rush him or anything. And Doug Armstrong said when he comes up, you know, he's not playing on the fourth line. They're not going to waste him there. This is a high-impact offensive guy that they want to make sure is ready to plug in and make a difference, and they have the luxury to wait and do that. Justin Carboneau, 18 years old, they just drafted him. he's maybe been the most impressive guy I've seen on the ice so far with how big and strong he plays at just 18 years old. He's not going to be in on this team out of camp, but then there's yet another guy who adds to your depth and coming down the system. So Doug Armstrong has really created something to leave behind here in his last season for Alex Steen & Company that I think he could be proud of.
Last thing for you, you're a Mizzou guy. Mizzou's gotten off to a really, really strong start to the season. They just have a scrimmage this weekend, it seems like, when UMass comes to town. But that being said, they've had two tough opponents in Kansas and South Carolina. They've been able to win both those games. It's been a pretty impressive start to the season for the Tigers.
Yeah, I think it's a 43.5 spread this weekend against UMass, if you know anybody out there is interested in that kind of information. So, yeah, this should be just everybody come out healthy this week, I think, is the main focus. And then rest up for a week and you get Alabama. The schedule looks pretty awesome so far. You get all these games at home in a row, and then you get an off week right before Alabama comes to town. Listen, they're set up for something special. Are they going to come through with it? I don't know. But they are certainly set up for it, and like the Blues, they're deep at almost every position. They got to figure out their secondary a little bit. Too many big plays on third and even sometimes fourth down. You can't let that happen once you start playing better competition. But so far, this script has played out exactly how Eli Drinkwitz would want it to play out, and this team is certainly exciting.
That point spread and over-under is remarkable. You mentioned 43.5, and then the over-under is 56.5. So they're expecting that, what, to be like a like a 50-6 game or a 40? Like, I can't even do the math in my head, but a 43.5 point spread with a 56.5 over-under is not something you see very often.
If they really want to get Ahmad Hardy into that Heisman, you know, talk, just give him the ball like 20 times and let him run for like 350 yards and three touchdowns. I think that would maybe a good idea for on Saturday.
He is Corey Miller, Channel 5 sports reporter, sports anchor. Anything you're working on right now of note that you want to plug before we get out of here?
We're deep in the heart of high school football now. Every Friday night we have our Five on Your Sideline show on Channel 5. We go out, get a bunch of great highlights and stories from around the area. That's good every Friday night. And on Sunday, Sports Plus, Frank Cusimano's got a big show. He's got John Mozeliak on as he heads out the door here from his Cardinals career, as well as Dennis Gates, and expected to also have Ahmad Hardy, who I just mentioned on the show. So big Sports Plus coming up on Sunday night.
Yeah, star-studded edition. Corey, we always appreciate your time. Enjoy your evening, and hope to see you again real soon.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Corey Miller joining us here on KMOX and Sports Open Line. Again, we are broadcasting the show live from Hot Shots in Fenton. We've got about 10 more minutes to go. If you are in the direct area, stop on by. You can still get an autograph, a picture with Tomas Ostrock from City SC. He is continuing to hang out here until 8 o'clock. We will take a break and wrap up the program in just a moment. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Now, back to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar on the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Just a few minutes left in this edition of the program as we continue to broadcast the show live from Hot Shots in Fenton. I want to say thank you to the folks here for having us once again. Not just tonight, but this is our fourth and final soccer showcase, so we have made our way from Hot Shots to Hot Shots to Hot Shots, and everybody has been incredibly hospitable as we have stopped by all these different locations, all the players that have been willing to come out here and spend a couple hours with us and talk to fans and take photos and do all those sort of things. It's pretty awesome that they do that. And the fans, we have so many people have been to each and every single one of these stops. Really cool. The folks with Together Credit Union, they're out here every week giving stuff away. It's a really cool experience, and we love doing it. And we'll do it again next year, and we'll just keep on doing these things. So thanks so much also Michelob Ultra for their support in all of this as well. What's on Deck is presented by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, the sign you have the very best, chesterfieldfence.com. Cardinals are getting set for their final three games of the season, and then the year is going to be over. Cardinals are going to play the Cubs in a three-game set beginning tomorrow afternoon. Nothing if you like night games, if that's all you pay attention to, well, your season's over because the Cardinals have no more night games remaining. They made up for it with three straight West Coast night games over the last few days. But they're going to play three straight games during the day at Wrigley in Chicago. And the pitching looks like this. Cardinals are going to go with Miles Michaelis tomorrow, likely making his final start ever for the Cardinals. I think it is incredibly unlikely that he would re-sign with the club. I'm going to be really interested to see what kind of market he might have because he's made it clear that he absolutely does want to pitch next season. And he's had some really good moments, a lot more not so good moments, and I'll be curious to see what kind of market he has. Game two on Saturday, it's going to be Michael McGreevy. That is a change. They have made the decision to skip over Matthew Liberatore, so they ended Liberatore's season early. And then on Sunday, it's to be announced. I would not be shocked if we maybe see Kyle Leahy in that spot and just give him a chance to start the final game of the year, and that propels him into the offseason and propels him into a starting role potentially next year, especially if the team does trade Sonny Gray. And I'm not convinced Andre Pallante's back next year, where you look at him in arbitration. He's coming off $2 million a year this year in arbitration. You would think there's a possibility that his arbitration projection could be into the $4 million. From a value standpoint, can you spend that $4 million somewhere else? Not that there's a lot of pitching in the organization, but I'm not convinced Pallante's back. So if Sonny's gone and if Pallante's gone, that just opens up that much bigger of a door for Kyle Leahy to potentially become a starter. And I'd like to see him. My hope is that Leahy gets the start coming up on Sunday. That's just about going to do it for the program tonight. Jim Hewer took care of us here on site doing the engineering. Kyle Sixta back at the station. It takes so many people who are very good at their jobs, working with that, doing their thing, to have remote broadcasts go off without a hitch. And I'm very appreciative of them. Appreciative of you for being tuned in here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.